and her mother, my sister-in-law.
Clint Eastwood has not been seen in public for almost 400 days, but now there's a story that he's getting ready to make his last movie.
Is that right?
So it says.
Is he 90? Do you know what? Is he 89 or something?
He is 90.
He's 90?
Maybe even more than that. Might be 92. let's see. Police. We don't care about that. And Lorne Michaels is creating a series with Apple. And this is interesting, about Lou Gehrig.
Oh, really?
I would watch that.
Yeah, I would too.
Lorne Michaels doing a series on Lou Gehrig. That is an interesting concept. And that is your... Oh, and I have one more rule. We did the bloopers the other day.
Yeah.
Somebody's been making these. This is food-related bloopers taken from television.
I don't mean to interrupt, but can I try one of these?
Courtney, I would love to see my meat in your mouth. So I've got a burger ready to go for you.
First time ever done.
Wednesday, mild, some sunshine, 60. Thursday, partly sunny skies, and 57. And to another woman who likes to be double-fisted in a different way, I think, Jeff.
She means beer. Guys, she means beer. Don't put me on YouTube. My God. Yeah, we're going to take a pause. We're going to keep going.
How does that happen, man? That's like just a little over the top, don't you think?
Yeah, the words pop out of your mouth and you go, uh-oh, I didn't mean that. I know what that sounds like.
You know, I have been pushing the envelope my entire career, but I've never pushed it into that territory. Wow, they have been adding some inventory at Jack Ingram. They now have 508 new, used, and certified pre-owned vehicles. This is great because that means there's more choices for you, whether you're shopping new Audi, Mercedes-Benz, Nissan, Porsche, Volkswagen, or Volvo. Let me go to Tip Tames and his team at the Signature Used. That's where we start the week, and that's where we'll end it. I find it hard to believe that Beamer is still sitting there. If I didn't know that I was going to be paying the IRS shortly, I'd be really interested in that little two-seater. It's nice. It's a 2003 BMW convertible. It's got 100,000 miles on it, but that's over 20 years. So this car was pretty much garage kept and used on weekends. And you can get it with the online deal for $185 a month. They've got a 2011 Mercedes-Benz M-Class that still has the design of a brand new car. It's pictured there. That's available at $185 a month. So you can move on up into the great name brands for under $200 a month at Jack Ingram. They also have an Infiniti, a 2015 QX60 base. That's a gorgeous SUV. And that is also available at Jack Ingram Signature Used. And just browsing through here with all this inventory, there's a lot to see. The point is, when you're shopping for used vehicles, you want something like this 2015 Lexus NX 2000, or 200T rather. These vehicles have been vetted. They have been thoroughly checked out for their vehicle histories, clean interiors, and of course the mechanics. They look for reasons to not resell the vehicle. If they can't find them, only then do they put the Jack Ingram name on the back. So shop with confidence. They have 32 lending partners, so they will get you done on the vehicle you need at Jack Ingram on the Boulevard. All of those great brands available in one location. And of course, you can browse right now at jackingram.com and get started. Get a head start on your visit to the store. 7:04, we have traffic and a fresh edition of SRN News with Rich Tomlinson. Is he in Washington today?
No, he's not saying. He's noncommittal.
The very coy, the very anonymous Rich Tomlinson. All of that is coming up, of course. Next hour, we'll have random facts, and I'm glad I remembered that because I haven't even begun to consider what I'm going to do for a convoluted intro.
Yeah, now I'm worried.
So I'm going to go outside and see what I can do about getting something ready. Here is Skipper with the traffic.
From the Montgomery Skywatch Traffic Center, here's the latest traffic update.
Well, traffic flow continues to be light to moderate all over the area. We're a little busy along East South Boulevard around Troy Highway over to Woodley Road. I-65 and 85 busy, but moving steadily through the interchange in downtown Montgomery. Travel Millbrook with Tumka giving us all clears. We'll keep you updated. Front Porch Grill in Millbrook is where friends meet. Home-cooked meals are served, and no one is a stranger. Stop by the Front Porch Grill, Deansville Highway in Millbrook. Try the pork chops on Thursday. Ooh, my. I'm Wendell J. Skywatch Traffic.
Here comes Sun, Sun CDJR of Montgomery. Brubaker Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram is now Sun CDJR. Rain or shine, you can buy online anytime at Sun CDJR. Family owned, family driven.
It's Spring Open House, March 27th through April 1st at Southern Homes and Gardens. Shop new arrivals, including annual color, roses, hanging baskets, and more. And get our best prices of the year, like 20% off plant collections, including all azaleas, trees, ferns, and boxwoods. 50% off select outdoor pottery. And 40% off select outdoor living furniture. Get the plants you want at the prices you need. Spring Open House, Monday, March 27th through Saturday, April 1st, 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. at Southern Homes and Gardens, Vaughn Road.
Finding great people to hire is like trying to find a needle in a haystack. It's pretty difficult, right? Well, ZipRecruiter has mastered finding a needle in a haystack, so they take it to the next level. They make hiring so simple that it's like finding a needle in a needle stack. And that's why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/radio. Here's what it's like to use ZipRecruiter. They have so many qualified candidates that it's easier to find the right ones for your roles. In fact, 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. That's a lot of needles. So how do they do it? ZipRecruiter's powerful technology sends you candidates who are a great match for your job, and you can even invite your top choices to apply. So if you want less hay and more needles, head to ZipRecruiter.
And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free, at ZipRecruiter.com/radio. That's ZipRecruiter.com/RADIO. ZipRecruiter.com/radio. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire.
It's March 31st, the greatest day ever. On the 31st of March, 1889, the Eiffel Tower in Paris, France, officially opened after a ceremony presided over by its designer, Gustave Eiffel. In the dedication speech, Eiffel told the cheering crowd that yes, he was very proud of his achievement. And no, he wasn't compensating for something. Have a great March 31st, the greatest day ever.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Coosada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. Former President Trump calls his indictment by a New York grand jury political persecution and election interference at the highest level in history. Republicans have been quick to condemn the indictment, calling the Manhattan DA's case against Mr. Trump un-American. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis says he would not cooperate with any extradition request. With a handful of Democrat votes, House Republicans have passed their comprehensive energy plan. It places a heavy emphasis on restoring American energy independence. Senate Democrat leader Chuck Schumer says the bill is dead on arrival in the upper house of Congress. Weather heads up for folks across parts of the Midwest and the South. The National Weather Service warning of a possible outbreak of severe thunderstorms, unleashing hail, damaging winds, and tornadoes. Dow futures up 72 points. More details at srnnews.com.
My brother-in-law died suddenly, and now my sister and her kids have to sell their home. I knew we could not put off getting life insurance. An agent offered us a 10-year, $500,000 policy for nearly $40 a month. SelectQuote found us identical coverage for only $18 a month.
Call SelectQuote at 1-800-940-6161 or go to SelectQuote.com now. That's 1-800-940-6161. Full details on example policies at SelectQuote.com/commercials.
Small business owners, we know finishing your to-do list can feel like climbing a mountain, but that mountain is also covered in banana peels. Then, when something new gets added to your list, you're like, nope, I'm already climbing this huge, super slippery banana peel mountain of a to-do list. At Progressive, we don't want to make your day any harder. That's why we make it easy to manage your policy on our mobile app. So climbing that banana peel mountain feels more like a leisurely stroll. See if you can save on commercial auto insurance in as little as 6 minutes at ProgressiveCommercial.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Coverage subject to policy terms and conditions.
Welcome to the show.
Let's go, let's go, let's go, let's go.
Yeah, let's go.
All right, guys, let's make it happen.
Okay, let's roll.
Yes, let's go.
All right, let's go.
Let's go, people. Let's go, let's go, let's go.
It's time to get this party started because we have a big show.
We're going to have a good show.
Welcome to the show.
It's showtime.
So let's get going.
Hey, yeah.
Flip-flop.
Okay, let's go.
It is that convenient time of 7-Eleven on News Talk 93.1 FM. Obviously, the big story is the Trump indictment. It broke yesterday afternoon, and I have to admit, only minutes after I said, well, Bragg has released the grand jury for a month, so right. Yeah, obviously they're just going to make this go away. Mm-hmm. So,
maybe he was throwing a curve.
I had a very rational reaction when the story did break. And I will have more rational reaction later. But our morning maroon today is not going to be Alvin Bragg or Donald Trump. Somebody else has got it coming. In the meantime, you know, we'll be talking about it all day. Today, we're just trying to get your day started, if possible, with a smile on your face. In this, I don't know. I'll leave it at this and then we'll go to the weather. Just like the day when they helped themselves to documents that a president can declassify, when they raided the house, I felt like they had been in my underwear drawer. And I felt like I got indicted yesterday, too. If you have a contrasting or opposing view, please hold it till 9 when Joey gets here.
Rich Thomas weather, brought to you by Wiley Sanders Truck Lines. Truckers, if you are looking for green grass, contact Wiley Sanders Truck Lines. In business since 1959 and still growing. Call today, 855-777-9785.
Boy, if this was your first day of work at the Storm Prediction Center, oh my gosh, you got your work cut out for you. It's going to be March going out like a lion in a major severe weather risk area from, Minnesota, Michigan, all the way down to Louisiana, Texas. I've never seen so much real estate. And up to a level 4, which is out of 5. So it's a big deal day. For us, though, it's going to be relatively quiet today. Limited sunshine. I'm not saying you can't see any sunshine, but there'll be a lot of that high cloudiness that we're seeing right now. Warmer today. We had a high of 77 yesterday. I think we are up to about 84 today. A breezy day. Drive through the evening hours. If you have evening plans, no problem. Line of showers and storms will be arriving in the overnight hours, so, and really closer to tomorrow morning, I think, with some stronger storms possible. Not out of the question that some of the storms could reach severe limits, even this far south in the I-85 corridor, but the main severe weather threat would be well northwest of us. Low tonight, 68. Risk of showers ending by late morning. Improvement Saturday afternoon, high 84. Nice day Sunday. Good bit of sun, high 74. Risk of more showers, possibly some thunderstorms by late Sunday night into Monday. Right now, we'll call it mostly cloudy. It's 56 at 7:14.
John Bobo with Capital Tractor. Get a great deal on a lightly used, well-cared-for Kubota tractor when you buy a Kubota Harvest rental. Most were lightly used as rentals during the peanut harvest. With low hours and new factory warranty, they'll sell fast. Capital Tractor, Montgomery, Brundage, and Greenville.
Well, it didn't take long. We told you just a couple of days ago that dumb phones, as they're called, were making a comeback.
Yeah.
Those old Nokias
like
and the flip phones. And already they've begun their marketing.
Dumb phones are all the rage. So now Apple is jumping in. Introducing the iDumb, the dumbest phone ever made. How dumb? Most dumb phones have buttons, but iDumb's rotary technology lets you party like it's 1959. All flip phones are wireless. But is that really so dumb? Not only does iDumb have curly, tangled cords, but it only works if it's hanging on your kitchen wall. And if it isn't, iDumb's alert system will let you know. It's off the hook. And finally, if you need help with your dumb phone, don't ask Siri, ask Mabel.
What number do you need? One moment, patching you through. Please deposit another 10 cents.
The Apple iDumb, available at Radio Shack and anywhere that sells outdated, useless crap.
It really wasn't that long. You remember when you had to make a, what they called a toll call?
Yeah.
You know, it might be not that far away, but it wasn't local, so there was a service charge. Having to run around find change.
Oh, yeah. You remember the sound of that when the operator would tell you to deposit more change?
Yes.
She could tell.
She knew what you were putting in.
Right, exactly.
That's what she said anyway.
Oh, boys.
Well, you know, we need all of that we can get today.
You're so naughty.
It's a good day to be that way. All right. I want to talk about Kaiser. Fine Home Furnishings. We always say shop wiser by Kaiser. Here's why. Selection. When you're looking for furniture, you want to see everything there is to see in the budget that you're working with. And if you pass up on Kaiser, you're losing out on 65,000 square feet of choices, which means they can handle any type of taste. And they're very, I think it's functional, it's comfortable, but they didn't waste a lot of money on silly infrastructure, so you're not paying for that when you buy furniture from them. You have two of the best furniture specialists in the world, with Stella and Cheryl, with real experience in decor, who know the inventory, so if you're looking for a specific type of piece, they can direct you to where you need to go, and also within the budget you're working with, like we did when we wanted a rocker that swiveled and had room for a fat-bottom dog next to the person sitting in the chair. They came up with a bunch of choices, and we got one in our price range, which is about $400. Free delivery for active duty and retired servicemen here in the River Region, their way of saying thanks. And the sales tax there is lower. It's 8.25 and not 10, because they're just outside the Montgomery taxing district. So that makes them convenient to everybody within the sound of my voice. Visit them at shopkaiser.com for a beautiful sneak preview, and then stop by and see Stella and Cheryl and the team at Kaiser Fine Home Furnishings, 4044 Wetumpka Highway. It is 17 after 7 o'clock. I think we have one edition left of Real or Fake Florida Headlines.
Oh, okay.
Might have some little kid or drunk adults to play, or maybe even a conundrum.
And the grand prize drawing later on this morning over many of these stations.
Yes, and that includes the works from Don Duncan All American Auto and Tire, a $180 value Clark's Club membership, and a $25 Tucker Pecan gift card.
And you can call Jay and get on the list. You don't have to be on the radio.
You know what? It's just worth it to hear Joyce's
voice.
Hear Joy's voice.
What? Joy's. The joy of hearing Jay's voice.
You know how messed up I am?
You on drugs?
No, it's not drugs.
It's true.
Yesterday, I got home after the morning show, had a bite to eat, and I had the Baseball Network on, and they were interviewing some ball player who was saying the typical ball player stuff, right?
Yeah.
I dozed off, and that same guy was in a dream talking to me about something very personal.
Is that right?
Ever have that happen where you're watching something on TV and it immediately becomes a dream?
I've had things mix into the dream that are happening on the TV, you know what I mean?
From sound and stuff?
Yeah.
I mean, I got it. If you may be asleep, but your ears don't.
Right.
Sleep. It's just really weird. All right, 7:19. I'll have the first of two incredibly mediocre, convoluted intros next.
From WAKA Channel 8, I'm Jerome Jones. From the State House, there appears to be growing support to repeal the state grocery tax. Alabama is one of three states that taxes groceries at the same rate as everything else you buy. The state tax is 4%, which generates hundreds of millions for the state education budget. In Montgomery, when you add local taxes, the overall tax on groceries is 10%. And three Alabama school systems have filed lawsuits against big social media companies: Montgomery Public Schools, Baldwin County Schools, and Tuscaloosa City Schools are filing the suit with the help of the Beasley Allen Law Firm. The case is against Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, YouTube, and Snapchat. The suit says these companies preyed on youth and are responsible for the mental health crisis involving young people. The case is seeking funding and training from the companies. Those are your news headlines. I'm Jerome Jones. Watch Alabama News Network on WAKA Channel 8 and ABC 32.
Well, if you're looking for fresh candy, ain't but one place to go, and that's Tucker Pecan. Hey, David.
David had to make candy, so I'm in here for David. He's making all kinds of candies. I got some chocolate honey clusters. I've got chocolate caramel sticks. I've got chocolate covered pecans. They got white chocolate, milk chocolate, dark chocolate. They even got a new item. You know what it is, Bubba?
Mm-mm.
It is coconut macaroons with dark chocolate with coconut on top, baked in the oven. They are out of this world. Even Lieutenant Stan, he even stopped eating ice cream just so he could eat some of those macaroons. You know, hey, we've got everything down. Oh, here. Here comes David.
Get away from the mic. What we've got is I've been down there making chocolate. We've got the best chocolate, praline, cinnamon, honey. We got it at Tucker Pecan. And just come see us and we'll take care of whatever you need for your weddings, parties. We got it. Y'all come see us now.
Tell them where you're located.
We're located at 350 North McDonough Street in downtown Montgomery. You can check us out on the web at tuckerpecan.com or call us at 262-4470 or like us on Facebook.
And be sure and say hi to Foster when you're there.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
Why?
Oh, Chad.
We get Montgomery talking 24 hours a day. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
And now a star is born. On March 31st, 1943, the world welcomed little baby Christopher Walken.
Aw, the baby has got a rash. And the only prescription is more Desitin.
Christopher Walken, a star is born.
And now,
I'm driving to New Orleans tomorrow, but right now I'm walking into
random facts.
I knew it was going to involve walking.
That's a lot to put in there in that little amount of time. How many seconds do you have? Do you know that you've done enough?
I think it's like two at the most.
Really?
Yeah.
He's walking.
Felt like five.
Yes, indeed, he's walking.
I make this whole show seem longer than it is. It's a gift.
Did you know?
Yeah, I know what?
The Rocky and Bullwinkle show.
Oh, I love
it. We're going to talk about Rocky and Bullwinkle?
I love it.
Yes. The Rocky and Bullwinkle show had a live-action Bullwinkle puppet segment that was pulled. This was after he suggested to little kids to pull the knobs from their television set to be sure to see next week's episode.
Oh, yeah, I can see how that would be a problem.
20,000 children actually complied with his request.
Oh, man, the power of Bullwinkle.
And pulled the knobs off the TV. Of course, that reminds me of, was it Red Skelton?
No, Soupy Sales.
Soupy Sales, who said, send us in your...
Go to your mommy and daddy's wallet. And
pull
take
out the little green pieces of paper.
And then mail them to me. Yeah, I had him on my show in the 80s. He's a really funny guy and very, very... Affable comes to mind.
Did he die?
He's gone. Yeah, he, all my guests are dead.
That was on
the title of your book.
Hey, I like that.
All my guests are dead.
Soupy Sales. Who else is a cack right after they were on the show? Like Danny Thomas.
All my guests.
Divine. Yeah. Davy Jones from the Monkees.
Oh my God, yeah.
Be a great topic for a book.
Thank you for that,
you're
Jake.
You're welcome.
But the Rocky and Bullwinkle show was great. Boris Badenoff.
Moose and Squatter.
Natasha.
We had the woman who voiced Rocky in our studio, too, and she's Carrie? Also dead.
June.
Yes.
What's her last name? June.
Oh, Taylor.
No, that's the dancers.
She was this petite little thing, and I wrote a skit for her to play Rocky coming to the front door.
Jane Foray, that's who it is.
Yes. We had we did a daily soap opera called The Whackers of Jacaranda.
Yeah.
And it was updated every day and did a live 2-minute play in the air about the Whacker family, led by husband Peter Whacker. Fanny Whacker was his wife, and Lance was his awkward son. And so you hear the doorbell ring. Lance always fell down the stairs going to the doorbell, and he opens the door, and Rocky was there, and she does that voice in front, which is so weird.
I love it to see her do the, yeah. Just like,
hi, I'm looking for Peter Whacker. And we couldn't get through those without cracking up. It was really funny. Today I would do the Whackers of Wind Lakes.
Do you remember where Bullwinkle went to college?
What's the matter you?
What's the matter you?
Yeah.
What's the matter you?
Did you know?
He was from Frostbite Falls, by the way.
The playing cards that we use.
Yeah.
That have diamonds and clubs and
spades.
Those things. Mm-hmm. Those are French in origin. If you go to any other European country, they use completely different symbols on their cards.
Really?
No kidding.
Yeah.
Like where?
I... don't know. I will look this up for you.
Thank you very much.
I know. It's just always like, hey, find out more about this. Well, I wasn't.
You know what they say, though? Solitaire is the same game in any language.
While English-speaking countries traditionally use cards with the French suits of clubs, spades, hearts, and diamonds, many other countries have their own traditional suits. Much of Central Europe uses German cards.
Germany, what's wrong with the cards we got?
Theirs are acorns, leaves, hearts, and bells.
Well, that's dumb.
Just wrong.
Spain has swords, batons, cups, and coins. So, yeah, they all use different suits.
I could ask, our playing cards are an origin, come from what origin? And the answer is France.
I wonder if Germany changed those during the war. I have the Queen of Swastikas.
Yeah, swastika. Is that Hitler guy?
Yeah. The Italians have different kinds as well.
Yeah. They have pizzas.
Asian countries like China and Japan also have different ones. So, wow.
But is it the same number of cards?
That's a good question. I think it is. Yeah, I think it is.
Okay.
Yeah, I think it's the same thing where you have kings, queens, you know.
Pink hearts.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry. That's Lucky Charms.
I think it's aces through 10, you know, through 10s, then jacks, kings,
queens. Just different symbols.
Yeah.
Yeah. Playing solitaire till dawn with a deck of 51. What is that?
Statler Brothers.
Did you know? In a study in 2006, participants who processed a negative experience through talking to a tape recorder recorded improved life satisfaction. So in other words, they would just talk into a tape recorder about their problems.
That's an interesting idea.
Yeah. It improved life satisfaction and enhanced mental and physical health relative to those who only just thought about it.
Well, yeah, it's... they always say, you know, I've been through enough therapy and rehabs to know, they always say you're as sick as your secrets. Well, even if you're talking into a tape deck, you're still releasing.
I would make posts on Facebook that I would just keep private. Nobody would see it, but it got me to just spit out whatever I wanted to spit out.
That's my May magazine column, the private posts of Jay Scott.
Wow.
Then I would just hit post, and for whatever reason, that was me getting it off my chest. Even though it was private, nobody else could see it. Didn't matter.
Interesting concept.
Did you have to make one of those posts the day I came to town?
No, I didn't have Facebook the day you came to town.
Oh, that's right.
Or he would have.
Yeah.
He might have posted that one.
I think he just expected...
But if you go find my MySpace page...
I think he might have expected a higher skill set from me in terms of running technology.
Yeah, well, he worked at WLS, he worked at Waxy.
Yeah, he had board ops and producers at all those stations.
Didn't have any of that stuff.
Then I come here to Dodge City. And Miss Kitty's Saloon.
Who's
this? To find out. No, you got to carry your own six-pack there, partner.
Dodge City. Deadwood.
Deadwood, yes. We are at 7:29.
There we go. If you haven't watched Deadwood, you should. It's a great movie. Great show.
A wonderful town, too.
Oh, man. Did you know a robot had an ear from a dead locust attached so that it could hear sound? I have no idea how this works. So they took a dead locust, an ear from a dead locust. They attached it and wired it into a robot so that it could actually hear sound. It required the ear part, the organic part of this robot, required a supply of nutrients and oxygen just to keep that organ going. But they were still able to do it.
First of all,
why?
I didn't know about locusts and the ears. Second, why did they pick a locust?
I know. The fact that they could get it done is pretty amazing, but why still, I wonder?
Yeah, that bugs me.
I see a locust is a bug.
Did you know the world's largest rodent is a capybara?
Capybara.
Yeah, they're cute.
Is it starting with a K?
Capybara. is a capybara.
That's the largest rodent?
It is.
I've got to look it up.
We can't do a pop quiz question with anything we can't spell.
Well, this is the capybara.
Wow. Looks almost like a pig or a pit bull.
Wow, it's a rodent?
That's a rodent.
Look at the dog. Look at it. What the
hell is that? Yeah, that is one sizable... What kind of a trap do you use to catch one of those?
Not much. They're very friendly.
Hey, where... Oh, okay, by the way, they're native to South America.
Yep.
So that could be a two-part question. What is the largest rodent, and where is it indigenous to?
By the way, they keep bringing things to South Florida that don't belong. There's some kind of invasive eel down there now that's upsetting the ecosystem. Who are these cretins who would destroy the beauty of the Everglades and introduce these things that don't belong there?
The capybara, by the way, they're very, very, like I said, they're friendly. They're very chill. They don't cause a lot of ruckus. They don't come at you or anything like that. But they are so chill to the point that they can form friendships with crocodiles. I don't know how that works, but crocodiles leave them alone and they leave them alone. So they're just, you know, they're good. Everything's fine. Did you know? Oh, it's a baseball random fact for you.
Ooh.
About the Home Run Derby.
Is that the original show out at Wrigley Field in Anaheim?
Well, it was...
with no audience?
The modern... I'll just read this out for you. The modern all-star game spectacle, the Home Run Derby, began as an early days weekly TV show.
Right.
Where the best players of the day would compete with... Yeah. Hundreds of dollars at stake, apparently.
Yeah.
Money involved.
Hey, in those days, if you could win an extra grand, you'd have to do it. Mickey Mantle, Willie Mays, they were all on that show.
Yeah. So it was every week there was a show called the Home Run Derby?
Yeah, and ESPN has run that on their classic channel at times. It's so funny because there's nobody there except the announcer and the two players and an umpire. And they played it. It was... What was Wrigley Field in Anaheim, where they had a minor league team until the Angels were born. And it was so weird. The guy that was the announcer, I think, died or killed himself or something after the first season.
Hmm.
Really, if you're a baseball fan, and there's 23 of you out here, you should try and find... It's probably on YouTubes.
Oh, I'm sure you could find all that stuff online somewhere.
It's very campy, as we used to say. My grandfather told me about it.
Coming up on Random Facts, we're going to tell you about a random fact about Enya. Not Outya, but Enya.
See what he did there?
We will also have a random fact about Coca-Cola.
Okay.
We've got one about Queen Elizabeth. Also, the Shawshank Redemption, doesn't have... Connery in it. I don't know why I did that, but Sean Connery's not in the movie.
He should have been. Sean should have been in Shawshank.
And we'll tell you a random fact about the star in the sky called Beetlejuice.
Yes.
Yes, that's coming up on Random Facts.
All right, part two just ahead. The financial numbers that Brant was speaking about yesterday have come out. They're actually like by 0.1% better than expected.
Oh, good.
So he may join us at 8:30 with... you know, a take on it, how it might impact the markets and your money. Brant with Invista Advisors at 387-0094. Hitting traffic at 7:34.
From the Montgomery Skywatch Traffic Center, here's the latest traffic update.
Traffic continues to build on this Friday morning. We're seeing a lot of cars now on Northeast Boulevard, Congressman Dickinson and Federal Drive. That traffic taking Ann Street and Madison Avenue into downtown. East South Boulevard, East Boulevard, Taylor Road building, as well as I-65 and 85 through downtown Montgomery. From a simple patient transport to life or death situations, Haynes Ambulance is there for you on the ground and in the air. Haynes Ambulance, ready at a moment's notice. Wendell J., Skywatch Traffic.
Here comes Sons. Sons Kia of Montgomery. Brewmaker Kia is now Sons Kia. Rain or shine, you can buy online anytime at Sons Kia of Montgomery. Family owned, family driven.
LG Tint and Graphics is known for tinting vehicles, but did you know they tint houses and offices as well? If you want to protect your floors, paint, furniture, or simply want to be cool, call them for a free estimate. 334-365-2665. LG Tint and Graphics in Prattville.
When you hear people talking about a Krispy Kreme, they're usually referring to the original glazed, made from a recipe dating back to the 1930s. If you haven't had a warm original glazed donut, you need to try one pronto. Just look for the hot light on at the Krispy Kreme on the Atlanta Highway.
I can't wait for what's next. Even with higher stroke risk due to atrial fibrillation and a regular heartbeat not caused by a heart valve problem, Eliquis, the Apixaban tablets, reduces stroke risk. It's the number one cardiologist-prescribed blood thinner.
Don't stop taking prescription Eliquis without talking to your doctor, as this may increase your risk of stroke. Eliquis can cause serious and, in rare cases, fatal bleeding. Don't take Eliquis if you have an artificial heart valve, abnormal bleeding, or have antiphospholipid syndrome. While taking, you may bruise more easily or take longer for bleeding to stop. A spinal injection while on Eliquis increases risk of blood clots, which may cause paralysis, the inability to move. Get medical help right away for unexpected bleeding or unusual bruising, or if you have tingling, numbness, or muscle weakness. It may increase your bleeding risk if you take medicines such as aspirin products, NSAIDs, SSRIs, SNRIs, and blood thinners. Tell your doctor about all planned medical or dental procedures. Learn more at Eliquis.com or call 1-855-ELIQUIS.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you.
Listen to Winning Wellness every Saturday at 10 a.m.
If it concerns your community, you'll hear about it on News Talk 93.1. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Today is March 31st, Bunsen Burner Day. Harken back to high school when you used the Bunsen burner for chemistry experiments, or when the teacher wasn't looking, to try to burn your buddy's Bunsen. Happy Bunsen Burner Day. And now,
get your buns in place because it's time for part two of
Random Facts.
In 2 seconds.
Very good. Did you know the musical artist, Enya? Enya.
Enya.
I got so addicted to her music that the only cure was an enema.
Did I know what?
It's time for Dad Joke Theater.
We're in your ear 3 hours a morning.
Yeah, she did. What was that big hit? Orinoco Flow.
I love that song. Orinoco, I thought that was love.
That. Was it? Who was the? What was the brand that? It's Crystal Light, I think, wasn't it?
Somebody used that music.
Did her music with their product or something? Yeah. Anyway, she has never gone on a concert tour or even performed a solo concert. However, she is Ireland's best-selling solo artist and second overall behind U2.
How about that? That's impressive.
But never toured.
I wonder why. Maybe, you know, the production on those hits was so lavish, it might be hard to replicate.
It probably would be hard to do live, yeah.
That could be a reason, yeah.
Did you know Coca-Cola's Simply Orange Juice is made by an algorithm known as the Black Book. Oranges are divided by source, type, sweetness, acidity, all those different things. Then they're flash pasteurized and then combined with flavor packages according to the Black Book algorithm to have a consistent taste countrywide and year-round.
Aren't you glad you know that now?
I didn't know they had an orange juice.
Coke, yeah.
Yeah.
Simply Orange is the name of the brand.
Oh, okay.
Plus 10% at the food outlet.
Oh, I have heard of Simply
Orange. You probably have seen Simply Orange, yeah, exactly. Minute Maid, that's Coke, isn't it? That's Coke.
Believe that. Orange. Yeah, the lemonade, yes, because it's in the same shelf space with the Coke products. And that's good lemonade, by the way.
Did you know Nintendo gave Queen Elizabeth a Wii system, you know, the Nintendo Wii?
Yeah.
Gave the Queen a Wii?
They gave the Queen a Wii way back when. It was gold, but she had to give it back because there is a security rule about unsolicited gifts given to the monarchy. They cannot accept them. So.
So I wonder who gave it that gold Wii.
They gave it back to Nintendo. Nintendo probably sold it, or somebody else wanted it, or I'm sure the kids or the grandkids would have enjoyed it.
Sure, but they would have.
What am I bid for the Queen's Wii?
That was good.
How does Wii spelled again?
W-I-I.
Okay.
Like, just War II. Not World War, but War II. Did you know The Shawshank Redemption?
What about The Shawshank Redemption?
It is the highest rated IMDb film of all time. So the Internet Movie Database.
Yeah.
It is the highest rated film of all time on that website. It was also nominated for 7 Academy Awards, of which it won none.
Yeah. That's what I thought.
It's one of those movies that you expect it to... There's a good one. And you've probably already done this for conundrums, you know. Here's the top 5 movies that have never won an Academy Award.
We did something similar to that.
Yeah, we have.
We did we did actors that never won.
Yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And they were all big names. But, you know, one of the more interesting Oscars, if you want to call it a snub, was 1939 when Clark Gable was nominated for Gone with the Wind but did not win.
I know.
Robert Donat of Goodbye, Mr. Chips. And that movie was on the other night, and it's totally charming. It's really a
Goodbye,
sweet
Mr.
film.
Chips.
But nobody remembers Goodbye, Mr. Chips like they remember Gone with the Wind.
Well, they remade it with Peter O'Toole because we went to see it on a class English assignment or something. And who was in it? Oh, Petula Clark was in it with him.
Is that right?
She played his love interest. And Peter, crazy guy. You know, the guy?
Peter Lorre? Or,
No.
I don't...
Peter O'Toole.
Oh, the guy you mentioned earlier. Okay.
Who has been in so many movies.
And that version of the film is also interesting.
And finally, did you know... the red supergiant star in Orion, known as Betelgeuse, is one of the largest and most luminous stars in our galaxy.
Uh-huh.
It exhibits variations in brightness due to surface pulsations, and its size is rapidly decreasing. That's led to the speculation that it may soon undergo a supernova explosion.
Ooh.
That would be interesting. I don't know that we would see it, because obviously things that we see happened a long time ago.
Yes.
So I don't know how long it takes for the light from Betelgeuse to get to us.
Yeah,
so it could have already happened.
That's a good point.
And we still may never see it.
That's right. Because what we're seeing is like history.
Yeah.
The sky.
Yeah.
What used to be.
I love space. Those are your random facts.
All right, we're about to give away a $10 Food Outlet gift certificate, and I've already notified my friends at the Coliseum Boulevard Food Outlet that I will not be there, and this is rare.
I know.
Sunday morning at 7:30, because I'll be driving back from New Orleans, but I will be there probably Monday after the show and enjoy some of the regular savings at cost plus 10% pricing, plus some specials. Like 12-pack cans of Coke products, $4.97. If you win the pop quiz question, you'll be able to get 2 of those, just as one example. Or pick yourself up 5 pints at $1.99 each of your favorite Mayfield ice cream flavors. Or how about a couple of pounds plus of sirloin tip roast? That's basically what you guys enjoyed yesterday at $3.98 a pound. Cook it over a long period of time at a low temperature and season it at will. It is so good. They also have baby back pork ribs at $2.15 a pound, quarter loin pork chops at $1.68, and a 1-pound package of Ballpark Franks just in time for opening day, $2.13, and that's regular or bun length. And those are just the specials plus the cost plus 10% pricing. You'll enjoy it at all 3 food outlet locations. Highway 14 in Millbrook, on Main Street west of 31 in Prattville, and, of course, Coliseum Boulevard next to Eastbrook Flea Market in Antique Mall. I should send a stunt shopper there tomorrow to take my place, you know?
That's a double. That's a double.
They'll be looking for me. Danny and team at 7:45. Here is Jay with today's $10 Food Outlet Pop quiz question.
Earlier in Random Facts, we learned about our playing cards. And they're not so specific. Well, they are very specific to just us. So where did our playing cards, our suits from our playing cards, where did they originate?
272-9228, 272-9228. And if you don't win the $10 Food Outlet gift certificate, stay on the line because we have a Drang Grise Prime coming up later this morning that you don't want to miss. I'm in a hurry to go somewhere, and I'm not quite sure where that might be. Anyway, qualify for that with follow-up questions. 272-9228. Operators are standing by to talk to you right now.
From the Montgomery Skywatch Traffic Center, here's the latest traffic update.
Traffic continues to build on this Friday morning. We're seeing a lot of cars now on Northeast Boulevard, Congressman Dickinson and Federal Drive. That traffic taking Ann Street and Madison Avenue into downtown. East South Boulevard, East Boulevard, Taylor Road building, as well as I-65 and 85 through downtown Montgomery. From a simple patient transport to life or death situations, Haynes Ambulance is there for you on the ground and in the air. Haynes Ambulance, ready at a moment's notice. Wendell J. Skywatch Traffic.
Here comes Sun, Sun CDJR of Montgomery. Brubaker Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram is now Sun CDJR. Rain or shine, you can buy online anytime at Sun CDJR. Family owned, family driven.
Hugh is online too. I just made a rhyme.
Hello.
Hey.
I'm on fire.
Hi, Hugh.
What's
up?
Yes.
Where do our playing cards originate? It's not Germany. It's
Germany?
It's France.
France is right.
You are correct, sir, and that gets you a $10 head start on your next Food Outlet shopping experience. Hugh, stay online so we can get some information.
I can get some information from Hugh.
This is Rock.
Hey, Rock. Yes, sir.
Hey, hi. Let's see. This might be tough, but I'll ask it anyway. Ireland's best-selling artist, even more than U2.
Whoa, man.
Female artists. No? Don't know.
Yeah.
Okay. Highest rated IMDb movie of all time?
Oh, my God. I don't know.
Which bright star might be headed for a supernova soon?
Oh, I don't know.
You're a three-time loser.
But we appreciate you trying. You'll still be in the grand prize drawing anyway. It's our winner's birthday.
Yeah, Hugh?
Well, then we must
happy
wish...
Happy birthday, Hugh!
Yeah, I mean, let's do it big.
Happy, happy birthday. Happy, happy birthday. Happy, happy birthday. Happy birthday.
To Hugh.
To you.
All right, way to go, Hugh. All right, we go to J-Tom next.
Hey, J-Tom, hi.
Hey.
Largest rodent... of all time. It's 77 to 150 pounds, this rodent. What am I talking about?
I don't remember the name, but he was made friends with crocodiles.
And okay, we'll give it to you.
I missed the name.
It's the capybara.
Do you not know to where, be confused with the chupacabra. Okay.
Do you know where it's found? Do you know where it's found?
South America.
South America. Yeah, you got it. You got two. Yes, sir.
Here's Backup Steve.
Hey, Backup Steve. Hi.
Good morning. Good morning.
Do you know Ireland's best-selling artist?
All I remember was someone that's got all kinds of recordings, but they've never had a concert.
That's true.
But I don't remember the name. I remember Beetlejuice, though, as the brightest star.
Well, you got it in you.
There you go.
Yes, that's
fair. I think whatever I have is contagious because now Rich has got it. Dad joke disease. Here's gray hair.
Hey, hi.
Yeah.
Right.
I heard on Animal Planet that capybaras were really good python food down in Florida. Yeah.
Interesting. I'll pass. Which bright star might be headed for a supernova soon?
Beetlejuice.
You know what constellation it's in?
It probably has to be in the Milky Way.
No.
We are.
We are, but constellation is what are those shapes of things that we can see from our vantage point?
I know what a constellation is. Okay. I went to Lanier when it was a school.
I got you.
That long ago, eh?
Yeah.
All right, and let's get Wayne on.
Hey, Wayne.
We have 100% chance of Wayne right now, which...
Greg, did I hear you say you interviewed Divine?
Yes.
Wow. You know, she was in, I think, the only movie ever filmed in Smell-O-Vision.
Is that right?
Was,
Polyester.
Yeah, Divine was very unique and died shortly after being on my show, like most careers people do.
You got a scratch and sniff card as you walked into the...
Yeah, that's true. I remember that, yes.
Wow.
Pretty bizarre.
Wow.
Pretty bizarre. I was glad to hear you mention him. He was cross-dresser, right?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Nintendo's gold Wii was turned down by who?
Apple.
Who?
No, it was the Queen, but that's okay. You're our grand prize drawing anyway. Thanks, man.
Great, thank you.
All right, and while we're at it, I think we should say...
Hello, Queen!
Can I have your Wii?
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Riverside Chevrolet Wetumpka. If it's Chevy, it's Riverside. Best price... best selection. Check them out on the web at riversideusa.net.
Middle of the country has an enormous storm system moving through today and an unbelievable severe weather risk area that will keep the Storm Prediction Center very busy today. But for us, we're quiet today with a high temperature up to about 84. Limited sunshine coming through those high clouds out there. A breezy day, high 84. Dry through the evening hours tonight, so if you have evening plans, no problem. The line of showers and thunderstorms that will be moving into the state will be on fire when it gets into northwest Alabama. That's where they have an enhanced severe weather risk level 3. But by the time it gets into the I-85 corridor, it will have lost a lot of its strength. That'll happen closer to Saturday morning. So we'll say the wee hours of Saturday morning. Let's say from about 4 till 8 for a lot of us, all right? 4 a.m. to 8 a.m. Some stronger storms certainly possible, maybe a couple severe. Low 68, then risk of showers ending by late morning. Improvement Saturday afternoon, high 84. Nice day Sunday, good bit of sun, high 74. Risk of more showers, possibly a thunderstorm by late Sunday night into Monday. And right now this morning, mostly cloudy and 56 at 7:53.
Whether you're buying a home or auto or consolidating debt, CBNS Bank's personal loans get you where you need to go. Go to cbsbank.com to find a location near you or apply online today. All loans subject to credit approval, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
Ready to take your phone call right now. As a matter of fact, ready 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. That would be our friends at Plumbing by Luke Wire. Second to none in the River Region for plumbing since 1983. And they're very reliable. So it's a great peace of mind for me to know that now I know exactly who I'm going to call when there's a plumbing issue at my house. And plumbing, of course, happens at weird times. So get this, they'd never charge overtime regardless of when you call. And that used to be such a big deal. As a matter of fact, I remember the sticker shock when you'd get that bill at the very end when you called other plumbing concerns over the years and said, oh my gosh, it's just a... like, wow. It's not that way with Plumbing by Luke Wire, because they actually, first of all, they pick up the phone and tell you they're on their way. Then they diagnose the problem and tell you what it's going to cost, so there's no surprise at the end. And get the whole house plumbing inspection, and they'll check all your plumbing inside and out, looking for something that's about to become a major problem, and fix it before it does. That's great if you're going to be traveling. You know, a lot of folks are going to be on the road here in the next few weeks, so it's... it's great peace of mind. Maybe it's time for a new water heater at your house. They'll set you up with an energy-efficient water heater that'll save you money on your energy bill. 264-9666 for Plumbing by Luke Wire. You can also visit them on the web, acbylukewire.com. Click on the Plumbing tab. Their Alabama certification number is 84417.
At 7:54, here's your Wall Street Business Report.
With the Wall Street Business Report, I'm Bill Alexander. Stocks rose Thursday as a bit more fear evaporated from Wall Street. Wells Fargo will pay fines of about $97.8 million for inadequate oversight of its compliance risk, enabling the apparent violation of U.S. sanctions against Iran, Syria, and Sudan. That's according to federal authorities. The Federal Reserve and the Treasury Department's Office of Foreign Assets Control said the bank's deficient oversight enabled it to violate U.S. sanctions by providing a trade finance platform to a foreign bank that used it to process $532 million in prohibited transactions. Three Federal Reserve officials kept the door open on Thursday to more rate rises aimed at lowering high levels of inflation, with two noting banking sector problems could generate enough headwinds on the economy to help cool price pressures faster than expected. For the Wall Street Business Report, I'm Bill Alexander in Washington.
Checking traffic at 7:55.
From the Montgomery Skywatch Traffic Center, here's the latest traffic update.
Getting busy all over the city now. We've got a good bit of congestion on Northeast Boulevard, East Boulevard around I-85, East South, Norman Bridge Road, very busy inbound to downtown. I-65 and 85 lights, mostly moderate traffic through the interchange. And we've got a good bit of traffic coming out of what's up called 231. No real problems anywhere at the moment. New Toyotas arriving daily at Reinhardt Toyota. Camrys, Corollas, Tundras, Tacomas. They go fast. Reinhardt Toyota, East Boulevard, Wendell Chase, Skywatch Traffic.
Here comes Sons. Sons Kia of Montgomery. Brewmaker Kia is now Sons Kia. Rain or shine, you can buy online anytime at Sons Kia of Montgomery. Family owned, family driven.
All right, 7:56. You folks in the back.
All hail Jay.
That's my people.
All hail Jay.
That's right. We're talking about Seafood Bistro.
Yes.
Yeah. They're going to open up at 11 a.m. today, as they do pretty much every day. Sundays they're closed, but Monday through Saturday they open at 11, ready to serve you some fantastic food. We talk about it, but you got your salads, you've got your fried foods, but maybe you don't want it fried. Maybe you want to get that platter of the gator, or the catfish, the salmon, the tilapia, the whitefish, the mahi-mahi. Maybe you don't want it fried. Maybe you want it grilled. Maybe you want it blackened. Well, they can do that for you as well. The po' boys have the gator and the mahi-mahi, the oyster. Now, they can only fry that, but still, you can enjoy it that way. Salmon, tilapia, shrimp as well. Get some of that with the dragon sauce over it. It's fantastic. The boil bags, which is basically just a little low country boil for one. In a sense, depending, you can make it too if you wanted to, because there's enough in there to do that with. The NOLA style barbecue shrimp, red beans and rice, seafood gumbo, and the shrimp and grits. It's all delicious at the Seafood Bistro. Find them online, theseafoodbistro.com. Use the delivery apps on your phone. Call ahead, 279-7500. Go by and see them at 1651 Perry Hill Road. And don't forget to like and follow them on Facebook.
All right, and next hour we're going to give away a $10 Seafood Bistro gift card. And in a little less than an hour, we are doing our weekly grand prize drawing. And again, you can get in on that just by calling Jay at 272-9228. We just need your first name and last initial. Giving away a $180 value Clark's Club membership, a $25 Tucker Pecan gift card, and the works. I just had the works done at Don Duncan yesterday before heading out of town. And again, it just makes such a difference to be able to travel with confidence that they have looked at everything to make sure your car is ready to go for the journey ahead. 7:58.
Hi there, I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage.
And I'm Madeline Cannon. It's true, rates aren't as low as they have been for the past couple of years, but there are still many homeowners that could benefit from refinancing their current mortgage. There are a lot of things in life that are out of our control, but your mortgage rate is not one of them. If you currently have an adjustable rate mortgage, then you owe it to yourself to give us a call.
Adjustable rate mortgages make sense for some people in stable markets, but in this wild, ever-changing rate environment, it only makes sense to secure a fixed interest rate. A fixed interest rate will give you the peace of mind that your rate is locked. Your rate will not be subject to change with the political and economic tides.
At Alabama Home Mortgage, you can personalize your term. We offer 8-year to 30-year mortgages and everything in between. Grab your mortgage statement and give us a call.
Call Alabama Home Mortgage, the number one mortgage lender in Alabama, today at 567-4223 or visit us online at myalabamahomemortgage.com. That's Alabama Home Mortgage, because folks, there is a difference in mortgage companies. NMLS 1586-368, Equal Housing Lender.
Today's show is sponsored by social media, where you're just a six-pack and a tweet away from looking for work. Social media.
Your roof.